Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, Daily Cherry Evans' tour of Australia continues, the World Club Challenge comes and goes, and something about sport and cocaine. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. It's Full Credit to the Boys with myself, Late Mailman. You can find me on Twitter at Late Mailman. With me, of course, is former legend. You can find him at former_legend on Twitter. What a week. What's the matter, mate? You got a
cold?
Are we on? Yeah.
You right?
Wow.
You've been up the Gold Coast.
Now, yeah. Who'd have thought something could go amiss on the Gold Coast?
What a week. There's been a little bit happening up on the Gold Coast, so we will get to that shortly. There's stacks more to talk about as well, including Cricket World Cup. We've got Rugby League.
Can you pass me your key card? I've got to straighten something up.
You need to get yourself together, mate. We've got a show to do. You can get in contact with us here on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We're appreciating all the support. We'll get to that a little later in the show, but first, here's the news. It's like those beautiful songs the sirens used to sing, wasn't it?
I tell you what, it's a good song made better when you're off chops.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. You have been on the Gold Coast, as we've said. Our first news topic this week. Well, I did mention in the intro, something about sport and cocaine. Last Friday, Carmichael Hunt was revealed to be in a little bit of trouble for supplying cocaine. I believe two counts of supplying cocaine. They staggered it, didn't they? It was like an announcement of a rep team that went on for a whole weekend.
Dare I say, it's been like a snowball. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. Thank That's you. A little bit of a nod to the tweet of the week coming
try the
later
veal.
On.
Try the veal.
What a week, hey?
Yeah. Look, obviously the first item for the week was the Carmichael Hunt being charged with supply cocaine. And
he had to do it like just after we dropped our last podcast, didn't he? We had to wait like 5 days for it to show up on this one.
More importantly, he did it the week we were going to do the NRL preview, which has now been set back another week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we had our NRL preview all set to go this week, and then suddenly it just absolutely blew up.
Yeah.
And we had ourselves a whole new show right itself.
And I think we can both agree that there are a couple of winners out of this story, namely Greyhound Racing.
Yes.
Straight off the back page.
Yeah. South
Sydney. Wrapped.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrapped.
John Sutton probably cracked a few cocktails over the weekend.
And a couple of bounces. And so there are a couple of winners. Let's look on the bright side of life.
I've heard a word about it, have we?
Nothing.
It was all over the sports pages. It was back page. It was front page online. It was everywhere. And then suddenly, Greyhound's gone.
Yeah.
South Sydney are the darlings again because they won the World Club Challenge.
And we've just forgotten everything that's ever happened.
It's like the old adage in rugby league. If you're good enough, you're good enough. And there you go. So there we go. It's sort of a bit hard to elaborate on this whole Carmichael Hunt thing just at the moment.
Where's my beer?
Did you swallow it?
No.
Yeah, we'll find that. If anyone's got a beer, can we drop it by this
car park? Clive. Beer.
No. He's huddled in the corner for some reason.
He's like the lawyer Stig. He just doesn't seem to move.
There until is behind you, milk crate, and Pelican.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we?
Milk crate. Destroying
your illusion. It's hard to know exactly where we can go with this at the moment because all we really know is that, and I don't know if it's actually solid, but if they're found guilty, they'll face 4 years banned from all sports across the entire world.
Okay. Let's.
Do you want to tell me some more?
Let's go in order of events, okay? So, on Friday, Carmichael Hunt is charged with supply of cocaine.
Yes.
And we think, oh, shit, that's a big story. And we got warning that this was going to get bigger and bigger, but then I always got told that the USADA thing was going to get bigger and bigger and we're going to be shocked. So, I was 50-50 on how big this was going to get.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know about you, Hoodie, but tweets, private messages, SMSs telling me this, that. More rumours than the USADA thing over the 2 years.
Your mail
weekend.
Came good as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And with that, the next thing that happened was Greg Bird, Dave Taylor, Bo Falloon, who was initially charged, Khalifa Faifailoa and Jamie Dowling were charged with supply. The Queensland Crime and Corruption Commission alleged that the investigators were tailing a guy by the name of John Toomer, who was John Thomas, a former Rooster.
So they're the same guy.
Right.
Because that name threw me.
Yeah, and...
I thought it might have been James Tomow's dad. I was a little bit confused for a second.
Yeah, Clive, can we say that? Okay. Yeah,
allegedly.
And then they were led to the Bucks party of Greg Bird.
Yes.
And we thought pissing on a cop car was the big thing from that weekend.
Yeah, well, I tweeted during the week. That was a drop in the ocean.
Yeah. Was it a drop?
A cop car. It was a couple of drops.
Yeah. At least a... Yeah, did he shake?
Probably.
And then they were charged alongside teammates, including Dave Taylor. Next. Well, we'll cut a few. We'll skip a few corners as we get to
this is where we should probably leave the charge stuff because...
Yeah, because, look, at the end of the day, everyone gets this day in court, and their lawyer, I've just listened to an interview...
Their day in court is at round one of the NRL.
Wonderful timing.
Yeah.
I've just listened to an interview with their lawyer. I think he might be a barrister. Who is
McCullum?
Yeah, McCullum. Yeah, not Greg.
He's busy doing weddings.
Yeah, true story. Yeah. Anyway, and he's quite quietly confident. Now I know it's all bluster and everything else, but there's something about this that I think, all right, there's a lot more to come out of this.
Yeah. Well, I think as far as the whole legal process goes, I don't think that's of the utmost concern. Not discounting the whole thing, I don't know if these charges, relatively speaking, are particularly serious. However, it's their career which is the point of interest and of importance.
Yeah. And now, if devil's advocate, they do get found guilty.
Yeah.
And even if it's of a minor... And let's be honest, supply is one step above possession.
That's right.
And which is not a great charge. And if we're talking in the crime pages, it would make the pages of the newspaper on an ordinary day.
That's right.
So, the next thing that happened was the Titans pretty much shat their pants.
Yeah.
As you would.
Is that because they knew they weren't going to get Cherry Evans at that point?
Well, that's another story as well, isn't it? But given that they have no training base following the decision to cut ties with a school... that they were training at.
Yeah, not a great look.
No, and you respect that decision. They told Southport School they're going to walk away before they were kicked out, maybe. And they're without a major sponsor. People are starting to ask questions about the club's future. And today, the NRL has stepped in and taken on a ownership/leadership/...
It was an odd announcement, wasn't it? It was presented as a celebration.
Yeah,
it was.
There's nothing to celebrate there. Let me tell you.
It was sort of portrayed as if it was, you know, a landmark day in Gold Coast Rugby League history. When I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I feel like they're shuffling the deck chairs in the Titanic myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they've done to try and keep the club alive.
Mm.
So at this point in time, let's go off a couple of things that we've both heard over the course of the last 24 hours, is that, first of all, there's a major cricketer about to be implicated in the...
Queensland cricketer. Yeah.
Former Test, more Shield than Test.
Okay.
We both have the same thought about who that might be, but let's just leave it at that.
We will.
And, but there is also...
Not Ian Healy.
I wouldn't imagine.
No.
And I think Matty Hayden can be pretty safe as well.
Yeah, somehow. God willing.
Well done. Yeah. Now, there's also a rumour getting around that this is about to head south to Sydney. But also, the next name...
Drugs in Sydney, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, this
that
is...
That doesn't sound right.
This is all from Sydney initially, so the story goes. Sydney, the dearest place to buy cocaine in Australia. Oh, in the world, I mean. So now the story is that the next name to come out will blow the socks off the levels that we've seen so far.
Yeah, so it basically means that your Carmichael Hunts and your Greg Birds and your Dave Taylors, all of whom have played for their country, will pale in comparison.
Yeah, Origin this. Heroes and, yeah. And the everything else. The next name.
It's not Tony Abbott.
Jeez, how good would that be? It'd make him a better bloke, I reckon.
I feel like the world, the country might like him a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit better. I'm completely agnostic when it comes to politics, but I just know that he's not exactly
inspiring
in favour at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so look, we'll have to just stay tuned for that one because it's where we're kind of at with that story at the moment.
And it's shifting fast.
It really is.
Yeah. And like I said, there are so many rumours, I've heard. And it's just, what do? You, in the end, you throw your hands up. If I had sent you every text I was getting, holy shit.
Wow.
There was some stuff happening and... It leaked into the, sort of spread its wings into the media a little bit as well. They were naming names there.
Well, if I sent you every text I was getting, you'd just be getting all these ones saying, Hoodie, I've left your dinner on your doorstep, love mum. So I'm not much help at that one.
I put your Yvonne Samson poster back on the wall at Felden.
So we move on to our next story then with, and again, we say this every week, there's always a story which is keeping us hanging on to see what's going to happen next. And I think the only way we're not going to continue talking about this one is if something even bigger happens, which is what sort of happened with the South Sydney story. But we move on. Speaking of South Sydney, the World Club Challenge, is that what it's called?
Just the game
between the winner of Australia and the winner of England. It happened on the weekend. The two meaningless games happened. Dragons beat Warrington 18-12.
Did you watch any of these, by the way?
No.
Okay. I did.
Brisbane beat Wigan 14-12 in Golden Point. I did see the attempted charge down of Corey Barker.
What was that about?
That was just odd.
Bizarre.
It was very odd. And then in the actual game that actually meant anything, which, to be honest, didn't really mean much, but still meant something. Does that make sense?
Nah.
South smashed St. Helens 39-0. Had to get that one extra, 39.
Mm.
Which, funnily enough, I don't know if they were aware of their record, but I believe 38 was the previous record.
Ah.
Held by the Roosters, no less.
Ah.
And South just potted a sneaky,
while we're here,
sneaky field goal to make it 39. So there you go. Glenn Stewart scored with his first touch for South Sydney.
Mm.
Which is, you know...
He looks lean.
He looks the thinnest I've seen him for a long time.
Lean, yeah.
Granted, he's actually been playing and, you know, training.
Maguire's been smashing him from what I've heard. Well, and that's Maguire's tactics. I've bear witness to Maguire's pre-season training.
Yeah.
And it's horrendous. It's horrific. And it's one of the reasons Ben Teo decided to go and have a little year in rugby union because he said I couldn't face another pre-season with Madge.
I can't imagine this can do anything but good for Glenn Stewart because it's no secret that he's always been a little bit more on the pudgier side, but the way he plays on that edge with so much ball playing talent, and if he's shed a few kilos, then I'd be a bit afraid if I was other teams.
Yeah, as long as he stays fit.
They got two good edges. They got Sutton and Keary, and they got Reynolds and Stewart. So
I don't know they'll be any more scared than last year when Sam Burgess was standing in that fit side of the field.
Granted.
So, yeah,
granted. But anyway, man of the match, Sam Burgess. I think that's his
congratulations.
Nickname. Did you see, just quickly on that one, all the cutaways to him up in the stands? They couldn't do without some Burgess.
Anyway.
Hashtag more Burgess. our next one, ICC World Cup, is... I could say flatlining at the moment for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because of the midweek games.
No, I'll tell you why. We haven't seen Australia play for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
So that doesn't help.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, Channel 9 must be pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They only got 4 hours games.
Here's 4 hours of footage of rain in Queensland.
They knew that game wasn't going to go ahead. And so they already started running promos saying, if the cricket's washed out, you can catch, et cetera, et cetera.
Poor old Queensland, copping a pizzling.
Big old trouble. Yeah, well, that's another story itself. We don't talk weather here on this show, though, when we're not qualified. Mm. So India beat South Africa in another huge crowd. 86,000 at the MCG. India are just killing this World Cup in terms of popularity.
Half of India live in Melbourne, so
yeah. And I think the ICC actually stands for the I stands for India.
Yeah, India, Indian cricket.
So there you go. So India beat South Africa. West Indies sort of saved face a little bit, beating Pakistan.
They did, and then looks like today they're about to hose the Bangers. Is that who they're playing in Canberra?
Yeah, Chris Gayle got a century,
double
swashbuckling. Did he get a double?
Double century.
Wow.
Yeah. First.
Wow, I walked away from the TV for a little while. I didn't see the double.
First, here's a stat. The first double century outside of the subcontinent players in one day cricket, I believe.
Is that right?
I believe.
Clive, check that up, will you?
Yeah. Fact check. Fact check.
Verification. If you watch Newsroom, that's what they do. They also talk very quickly. Wow. Yeah. He got dropped a couple of times, I believe.
Did he?
But whatever.
Yeah.
still got 200 odd. Good on. Well,
I watched him
when the spinner, I think his name's Williams, maybe from Zimbabwe, came on.
Is it?
And Gale played out 5 dot balls, and I was like, there's no way he's going to let this be. And made an over. And sure enough, ball number 6 just went
Wooshka.
Right over long on for 6.
Now, just quickly on West Indies, the player side of the cricketing, how can I put this? The cricketing. Community,
yes,
are warring with the organisation management.
That's just what they need.
I mean, this is what it's been going on for years, and the president started retweeting some people calling for Chris Gayle's head.
That's right.
I wonder how he's travelling today. How are you travelling today?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a whole other Kevin Peterson situation brewing there. That's Yeah, I actually saw that happening this afternoon, or we were talking about it with amongst a few friends. That's
and the Pakis have had what's pretty much standard Pakistan shocking start to the World Cup.
Yeah,
with standard effigies being burnt.
Yeah,
back in Pakistan.
Classic. Those Pakistanis, they crack me up with their antics and their fire and stuff,
wanting to kill people,
looting and pillaging and.
Very balanced.
Civil unrest is it's funny. The Kiwis gave England a supreme hosing. We didn't go into the details of that. And Brendan McCullum, for example, a little later on.
Now, did Finn get whacked for 40 off 2 overs in that game? Is that correct?
No.
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely got hammered.
40 off 2 overs.
Yeah.
That's Brett Lee style.
Very. The Big Bash style. Brett Lee. Or Doug Bollinger. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, after that, England were absolutely ravaged. That was the worst loss in 150 years of English cricket, et cetera, et cetera. And then they saved face by beating Scotland.
Traditional rivals?
Yeah.
Traditional rivals.
I'll tell you what, though, they didn't...
It wasn't convincing.
No. Although they won by 130 odd runs. Nah.
How do you reckon KP's travelling these days? Peterson.
Do you reckon he's smug or do you reckon he's jealous?
Oh, no. He'd be smug.
Yeah.
He'd be smug. I think that's the type of personality he is.
Yeah, I think by default.
Yeah.
So there we go. So Australia's next match is against New Zealand, over in New Zealand, which will be a pretty damn good game, to be honest. And Australia need to win because they weren't planning on sharing the points with Bangladesh.
No.
I'll tell you that much. No. Bangladesh should be stoked, to be honest. We alluded to this one earlier. Daily Cherry Evans has gone on his Cherry Evans family vacation.
What's that about? You know what? Yeah, I'm going to say it.
It was as simple as leverage was what I was saying earlier, but it's a little bit of a parade now, isn't it?
It's embarrassing.
He's losing fans by the minute.
It's embarrassing. And you know, this if I'm on the outside looking in, I'm thinking Brett Stewart, Glenn Stewart, Anthony Watmour might have had a point about Cherry Evans and his money-hungry ways.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing himself any favours. Why go to Cronulla and get photoed there?
Yeah.
Why? You don't need to go and check out training facilities. A gym's a gym. A ground's a ground. He's seen the ground before.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm...
What's doing?
Matty Johns was saying on the grill team this morning. He said it's 2015. You know, it's not like you visit this place once a year or whatever. It's not like it's on the other side of the world.
They got nice witches' hats. I'll come here.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's. I don't know, mate. I don't know where that bloke's head is. I don't know if it's his manager.
Yeah, Gavin Orr is his manager.
Yeah.
There's often a lot of puppetry with managers and players. Whether that's the case in this instance, I'm not sure. And
I still think he'll stay in Manly. I still think this is all a way to lever a higher price.
Yeah, but has it gotten to a point where
Manly going to say, piss off?
Maybe that, or it's so obvious that it's a facade, and they know that his partner or wife or whatever, Vesa, is from the Northern Beaches, so she's got roots here. Yes, you could stay here and feasibly play for Cronulla. It's a shit of a drive, but...
very ordinary drive. Shocking drive.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. I know that I've seen a lot of tweets during the week of people sort of saying, I'm getting over the circus.
Mm. And that's what
kind
it is.
Kind of just want Manly to pull the offer and just go for Foran now. Foran, who's kept a dignified silence.
Still say he's
what I was. This is what I was talking about on Twitter the other day, about a dignified silence. I got attacked for saying that Watmo should pull his head in for the way he was talking about Manly. And I got slammed saying, oh, we want characters in the game, we want characters in the game. Yeah, we want characters in the game. But they were completely unprovoked comments, and he would have been... He would have looked classier to have maintained a dignified silence.
Look, I see both sides of that argument. I really do.
I do too, but you know, I maintain my side of it.
Yeah, look, and understandably, that's the type of bloke you are. However, I kept thinking was, way to rile up Manly.
Yeah.
And that they're a club that breed on that,
yeah,
that them and us,
yeah,
hatred.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Siege mentality.
That's right, yeah.
All that shit, you know, and... It was almost like Watmere was playing into their hands.
Yeah.
And yet he knows their game plan.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It was a bit stupid. That's one thing I'd say.
Yeah, it was.
And Brad Arthur would be chipping him horribly.
Yeah, I heard him last night actually in an interview. He was talking about that, and he said, yeah, I've told him to just tone it down a bit. He's going to do no good for anyone.
No.
So anyway, Cherry Evans, probably will stay at Manly, which makes you even wonder more about this.
Mm.
So there we go. Jared Hayne, close to an NFL deal with the
Lions.
Detroit Lions.
Mm.
Would you want to live in Detroit?
If I'm playing NFL and that's what he wants to do, he'd live on the moon if he had to.
Tim the Toolman Taylor's team, I think. He loved a good Detroit NFL team.
That's why people come to this podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Stats.
Cult references.
Stats and facts.
And odd obscurity from the 90s.
Yeah. Look, yeah,
You started thinking about Pamela Anderson.
I was trying to think. I was thinking about the dude next door without
Wilson,
the face.
Wilson. That's him. He's dead. He's dead now.
Is he?
Yeah. Dead as a door.
Huh.
Dead as toast.
Wasn't he on the island with Tom Hanks as well?
No, that was the volleyball.
Wilson.
That was the volleyball.
Right, okay. Yeah. Nonetheless.
Inanimate. Yep.
Yeah. If anyone's still listening, we will get better.
Okay. If you want to have a go, at Late Mailman, at Former Underscore Legend, at FCTDB Underscore Podcast, let's reset. Jared Hayne is close to an NFL deal with the Detroit Lions. Good on him.
Yeah.
He's doing really well. He looks good. I saw some photos the other day. He looks like he's dropped...
Strong.
Dropped a couple of kilos and he's toned up his arms and stuff like that.
Apparently, he's running the 40 yards in great times that would put him well within the sights of some of the teams. Although I did read an agent say that he thought he was slow.
Mm.
Yet he posted up times to say he would have been sixth fastest in an NFL camp. So, I don't know.
I don't know. That seems good to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's great. Yeah.
I don't really understand. Oh, well, we'll see. He's actually back in Australia at the moment, and I believe an announcement is imminent.
Mm.
But I think that if he does sign, it means that we won't see him during 2016 either.
No, that's right.
Because
he gets a 12-month
season will go 2015, 2016.
My understanding is he's looking for a 12-month contract, which means it'll go into the 2016 season, which means that he won't be coming to rugby league for the next 2 years at least.
Good luck to him. Speaking of Aussies overseas, over in the States, Andrew Bogut, he was announced as leading BRW's richest Aussie sports star list, just $16.2 million. Not bad. Not surprising, I've got to say. He's my first thought when I think either him or a golfer.
Yeah.
Or give it maybe 2 years in Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah. Where's Adam Scott on that list?
Let's have a look. Clive, can you bring the list over, please? Thank you.
Oh, you're Clive. Second.
You're good for something, mate.
Second.
There you go. Adam Scott's second. Doing well. Had a kid the other day. We talked about that. Vera.
Yeah. Not Jason Day, who made the Jimmy Smith 11.
Yeah, he did. If you want to see that, by the way, go to our Facebook page. Full credit to the boys. Marcus Ambrose, no surprise. Some motorsport in there. Timmy Cahill, sponsors love him. Grant Balfour.
Who's he?
Yeah. Paddy Mills at number 7. Shane Watson was another surprise as well.
Now,
number 1 of the cricketers.
And where was Michael Clarke without looking? In the cricketers
Watson
list?
Was sevens. Oh, Clark was third, I believe. I think Mitchell Johnson was second cricketer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Good Ashes series, pretty much.
IPL?
Yeah, he goes all
right. Whereas
Clark doesn't play, partake. Does he?
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I believe that's where the Watson money's at. He's very popular over there.
So yeah, it's very interesting. If you want to have a look at it yourself, just go to Google BRW Richest Aussie Sports Star List, and I'm sure you'll grab it in a couple of news articles. It's very interesting actually, and kind of depressing as well when you realize that you don't have a seventh figure in your bank account.
Where were you? And oh no, Journo's on it.
And our final one, we mentioned this in the World Club Challenge chat. Sam Burgess, that old guy, that little buddy who buggered away from rugby league. Sam Burgess should be playing for England, says, now it says in brackets, new rugby expert and English selector, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Come on, Rusty. You know that what you say is going to make surprise. News, so just don't talk.
Surprised Russell went into bat for Sam. Are they mates or something, are they?
Yeah,
they know each other?
Yeah, family? No. Not family. Not quite.
Ooh, controversy.
Interesting.
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah. Oh, look, he'll probably play for England. I dare say there would have been a very good intimation that will happen with his contract.
It's been the suggestion.
There's no secret. You can't tell me that Matt Rogers, Wendell Saylor, Lottie Tikiri, et cetera, weren't given that as a big carrot. It would basically like play anything above average and you'll be a wallaby.
Just quickly on this, Peter Fitz, who I don't mind. I know a lot of people don't like him. I actually quite like
his
writing.
He's polarizing. I think he's excellent.
Yeah, and he writes very well. And I know that he's rugby union, blah, 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 blah. He wrote that there's new money coming in for a TV deal into the ARU and that they will be targeting rugby league players.
Oh, good.
Now,
well, that's good because they're broke at the moment, the ARU. They're a bit
busted.
Stuffed at the
busted.
Moment.
There was a story going around that they wouldn't see June this year if something didn't happen. Well, something's happened.
Yeah.
And we're not talking billions and millions. We're talking $18 million a year cash injection. It's not big dollars. And apparently, that has given the impetus to now look at Greg Inglis again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woody, aren't they repeating past mistakes?
Yeah. Like the Andrew Johns debacle? Do you mean Greg Inglis?
Well, but what did they gain by signing Wendell Saylor, Lottie Tikiri?
Unwanted headlines, both of them.
Yeah, I understand they that, both left but the game get away from that. They haven't made the game better.
No.
They might have attracted a few more fans and a few more sponsors through the gates, but not a lot.
You know what they did do? They pissed off quite a few of the classic Wallabies who did their time, got through.
That's what I'm getting at.
And were displaced.
And what are you saying?
By two Mungo wingers.
What are you saying to juniors who want to play for the Wallabies? Go and play a league.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't.
It might mean that parents don't have to pay as much on a GPS education.
I tweeted Fitzy. I knew he wouldn't reply, obviously, but I pretty much said that in a smart ass way.
Mm.
Why are you going to go and piss money up against a wall again?
Mm.
I have a rugby league players.
Let people be. Let them be. Let them play whatever sport they're playing. Mountain or a molehill time. This one we present a story which has been making news over the past week or so, and we declare whether it's a big deal or not, whether it's a mountain or a molehill. It's that simple. Our first one, Shane Warne declaring that Darren Lehman has overstepped his role and is hindering Captain Michael Clarke on making on-field decisions. Mountain or molehill?
Mountain, because I think there's something behind this.
Yeah.
And I think his words were badly timed.
Mm.
Shout out to Jimmy Smith too, because this has all gone to the credit of Kerry O'Keefe, and it's a show they both do together.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anyone mention Jimmy's name. So Jimmy was there, and it's a good show. Anyone wants to listen, and they podcast as well, so listen to their show. With that in mind, I think it's a mountain. There's something about this story that... and apparently Warney and Lehman are mates, and he's saying now that the media have misinterpreted it and made a bigger story out of it than it has to be.
Yeah.
But Shane knows better than this.
It's like Russell Crowe. You know that what you say is going to make news.
Exactly.
So just...
He's not a fresh-faced kid who said something wrong in an interview.
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time, Woody.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's a mountain, it's a mountain just for Warney being a bit of a tool.
Even though I'm agreeing with you there, I'm going to say it's a bit of a molehill because...
Overall,
I think it's Warney just... Like we say, just not quite thinking through what he said. I reckon there's probably an element of truth to it. And we've actually seen
a little bit of evidence. I get the gut feeling that Clark said something to Warne about it.
Yeah, but I don't think Warne needs to be Clarkie's spokesman.
I don't even know that Clarkie wants that.
And that's where his credibility's kind of falling a little bit, to be honest.
Anyway.
And I think probably a lot of it's born through the Smith thing as well, is that Smith's been thrown in prematurely to the Australian captaincy. And I think there was an instance during one of the tests where Lehman gave the call in on the declaration rather than...
That's what they're talking about.
Smith, because apparently he was upstairs and maybe the batsman couldn't see him or something like that. It sounds like a little bit of an odd excuse. Mm. But anyway, I think it's going to blow over pretty quickly, regardless of what stance on Mountain or Molehill. Number two, Roger Federer caught up in the India-Pakistan rivalry. Now you think, what's that? Has he tried to claim Kashmir as his own? Incorrect.
Signed for the IPL.
No, Roger Federer, He's a Switzerland man. He should be sitting right in the middle of everyone.
I don't get this. This is a strange story.
Neutrality. You know, Swiss don't like to take sides.
See? Anyway, get on. They like knives and chocolate, from what I can tell.
Tiny little knives. Harmless ones. That's why they can't fight in wars, because they're... Yeah. So Roger Federer has apologised for getting caught up in the bitter rivalry between India and Pakistani cricket fans when he was pictured admiring the blue shirt of the defending champions, that's India of course, in a marketing photo shoot. And before it said marketing photo shoot there, I was going to say, he'd probably just been given it or sent it or something like that. And he's just opened it up and gone, that's a lovely shade of blue. Someone's gone, snap, snap, got that snap. Suddenly he's in bed with the Indian cricket team.
Whatever it is.
To that end, I say molehill straight away.
Yeah. Absolute molehill. Did they burn an effigy? Tell me they burned an effigy of Roger Federer.
Again, those antics.
Please. It's a molehill. It's a stupid, stupid story. I can't believe what they're going on about here. So, yeah.
So, there we go.
Molehill.
Still on the World Cup, loosely. Cricket, anyway. Glenn Pigeon McGrath. One of those guys who had the white line fever and was ferocious on the field, but from every report has done all the right things off the field since retirement. Photos have emerged from 2008, I believe, when he was on a Zimbabwean safari tour. And he went slaughtering lots of animals, like elephants and antelopes and shit.
Now, there's lots of layers to this story.
Yeah.
First of all, how hard is it to shoot an elephant?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Honestly.
They're kind of like...
hitting a house.
They're like actually the side of a barn.
I shot a house.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. It's about as big as my house.
Yeah.
Don't shoot my house, Glenn. Yeah. Please.
It's great.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
What's that about?
I was going to say molehill and everyone's a little bit oversensitive. I understand that it's something that, it's the fact that they're... like elephants, which is
stupid.
They're quite grand, beautiful animals. I mean, they're not threatening.
No.
Unless they're going to take
it. Someone I heard today say that they're actually in... I can't believe this. Someone said that they're in large numbers in Zimbabwe and they wreck some 2,000-year-old tree or something, or 200-year-old tree.
Yeah.
And that's the justification in shooting an elephant.
Sharks kill humans here in Australia and we shouldn't we shouldn't be getting rid of them.
And can I just add to this? So what do you say, molehill or mountain?
I'm going to say molehill, although the mountaineers have a point.
Right. I'm a mountaineer. Oh, so you're getting that. Yeah. Now, the other thing, the second layer to this, in my opinion, is what McGrath then put out as a statement. And he said it was at the after his wife had died, God rest her soul, and he was in a bad frame of mind.
Yeah.
So, what, shoot a few elephants, feel better about yourself?
Yeah.
I found his statement to be bizarre.
I wonder if the main motivation for his statement was to try to maintain public respect for the McGrath Foundation.
And I don't...
Because so many people are on social media saying, boycott the McGrath Foundation.
And which I think is bullshit. Right, McGrath Foundation does an amazing job.
This is the silly thing. It has nothing... Like, Glenn McGrath doesn't see that money. Maybe he has, sits on the board or something like that. Has some sort of pocket money or something. But the money... primarily, first and foremost, goes to ladies with breast cancer.
And it does. They do an amazing job. An amazing job.
Exactly. So don't...
Don't cut your nose off to spite your face kind of thing.
Something to that. So,
but I'll tell you why I think it's a mountain. And I don't know whether you know this. One of the photos, standing over an antelope, is Glenn McGrath.
And your mate.
Brett Lee.
Yeah.
What's doing?
Yeah.
You know, like that guy again. Anyway, so I'm going to say it's a mountain. I just...
He seems to be missing a bit of the flak though, doesn't he?
Yeah. How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know. He just... Yeah.
You know what I think too is I think if this had been Shane Warne, that story would have been 10 times as big.
Yeah. Yeah, because, it really would have.
Because they love to kick
him
anyway.
A polarizing character.
Yeah,
he's a love or a hate. Yeah. And if you hate, wow.
And Glenn's a bit of a media darling, and for good reason. But yeah, anyway, I think it's a meal.
Get off the fence time. This is where we, you know, because there was a little bit of fence sitting being done, primarily by me, to be honest, in Mountain or a Molehill time. So this is get off the fence, where you cannot do that. Otherwise, it's your shout. And we've run out of beer, which means a trip to the bottle shop.
Oh.
So, we Clive. Get a story once again, and...
Clive,
off you go. Some cold gold, please. So, we get a story, and we take a side, basically. So, what's worse, a player charged with domestic violence, or a player charged with minor cocaine supply charges? Now, I'll preface this by saying we're not making light domestic violence. We're literally talking on a relative scale.
I'll tell you why I think this is a good question, is because Dave Smith came out and said, if someone has damaged our brand, be that the NRL,
yep,
they will suffer the consequences.
Well, it's a now, very ambiguous statement, really, isn't
now,
it?
Now, really, Dave, and shout out to Dave who followed me this week. I don't know why he would have followed me on Twitter. He's going to be awesomely disappointed. Minor cocaine charges... Supply, by the way.
Yeah, it's not trafficking.
It's not trafficking. And if this wasn't footballers involved, this would not even make the papers, story, right? Domestic violence is inexcusable. Mm. And I'm not saying go and use drugs. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that these guys haven't been charged yet. But if it's at the level that we're hearing, it's low-level shit, okay? And... I just want to say one other thing while I'm here. So I'm going to say domestic violence is the far worst crime. One other thing here is there's a lot of people going on and creating huge headlines about what's going on up at the Gold Coast.
That's one of those excuses for outrage. Everyone sort of goes, what, we can outrage? We can outrage? Come on, guys, let's go outrage.
Hoody, you know and I know there's a couple of people who are quite vocal in all of this who should be very careful. Either that or have very short memories about what they've done in the recent past.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'll completely agree with you. To me, that's a no-brainer. Domestic violence is a heinous crime. And it's one that I don't think they should even be playing in the rugby league.
Not at all. Rugby league. Absolutely
again,
not at all.
If you've been convicted of it once or twice.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You should be gone. And then, you know, it'll remain to be seen what happens with the cocaine.
Yeah.
We'll move on. Who should be in the NRL? And now we've sort of put this one to bed a little bit, but we're playing make-believe. Who should be in the NRL? Gold Coast Titans or the Brisbane Bombers? Interesting. That's one of those proposed expansion sides, which actually came out with a logo a couple of years ago.
Quite impressive, actually.
Exactly the same as the Essendon Bombers logo, just with Brisbane instead.
I don't think they colours. Had... Is Essendon still got the syringe in their, their emblem? Anyway.
Former Legends comments do not reflect those of the establishment.
Clive, that's all right, isn't it? He's nodding. It's good.
Interesting proposal.
Yeah.
Very interesting proposal.
You like that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
So, we're looking at a club right now on its ass.
Yeah.
Like I don't know that they can go any lower than what they are right now. No sponsor, no training facilities. What have they got?
Yeah, not a lot.
So, with
that
in mind...
A lot of salary cap being spent on players not playing.
Apparently, the Bombers have a fair bit of money behind them if they get up and off the ground. Thoroughbred Broncos kind of money.
Yeah.
So
do we...
You tell me. Do we fresh start it?
Do we see the Gold Coast Titans dead. Become... The Bombers, or do we just see the Bombers become and they establish their own team?
Yeah.
As in, like, do you... What I'm saying. And et cetera, et cetera. Do they just go across? I know this is a hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So start again. So what I'm saying is fresh club, fresh people, fresh ideas.
Why the hell not? It'd be exciting. I say yes.
So get rid of the Titans.
Brisbane Bombers for the win.
Titans gone.
I'd love to see Brisbane a two-team town.
You haven't said Titans gone.
Yes, Titans gone.
Right, okay. I agree with you.
Sport on the Gold Coast is not working.
Gold Coast Rugby League has not worked.
Gold Coast United Football?
Yep.
Dead. Gold Coast Suns. Flatlining, plateauing. This is the year they have to do something.
What do Suns do? Oh, the AFL.
Yes.
I thought that was the... Didn't they have a basketball team or something as well?
They might have at some point. I don't know.
The Rollers? Rollers.
Yeah, maybe.
Dead.
Dead. We're on about the fifth incarnation of
Seagulls, Giants.
There was some Crushers in
there.
I think there were some Gladiators.
Shout out to Wes Patton too, by the way.
Gladiators too.
Thanks for the night at Shooters that night. Wow.
Danny Peacock as well. Good on you, buddy. Yeah, Brisbane Bombers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, Bombers for me.
Good.
Well, unfortunately, sorry, Titans fans.
Yeah. Well,
you'll have a club. It'll just be the Bombers.
You've got a club that's being governed by the NRL now.
Mm.
Celebration time. Our next one. Who's under more pressure for a result, Ricky Stewart or Paul McGregor? Go.
Ricky Stewart.
Yeah?
Yeah. Although, actually, I'm going to change that. I'm going to say Paul McGregor.
Good, because I'm going Ricky Stewart.
Okay. I'll tell you why I reckon Paul McGregor. I think because Ricky Stewart still has the backing of Don Ferner, which is a powerful ally in Canberra.
He also has the backing of an 8-year contract too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the media say. I don't believe it's actually an 8-year contract. I believe it's a 3-year contract with a 3-year extension.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to say Paul McGregor because I think that if they do nothing this year with the players that are still wanting to leave that place, there is a smell coming from there and it ain't roast chicken.
Well, Trent Mezimerran is pretty gone. Much gone, isn't he?
Gone.
I actually tweeted the other day, if he is to go... As it is reported, will you miss him? Wow. Dragons fans were not very happy.
Right.
They were like, don't let the devil hit you, mate.
Were they? Oh, really?
Yeah, someone called him a fat C-bomb.
Were they Brett Morris happy?
Didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I don't know, that place has been run badly. It has been for five years or so. Outside
next
of the premiership.
Our next one. Who's the best English import? James Graham or Sam Burgess?
Mm.
That's an interesting one.
Mm.
I think initially, straight away, personally, I would say Sam Burgess.
Right.
However, James Graham is still here and he finished last year shit hot.
Mm. So did Sam Burgess, Clive Churchill medal.
Yeah,
broken cheek.
Oh, did he break his cheek going to the grand final?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
I must have
missed the front page of every newspaper for 5 weeks. Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say James Graham because he's still got time to go.
Yeah,
and although Sam Burgess says he'll be back, whatever, that remains to be seen.
Yeah,
James Graham will line up in round one, and he's Bulldogs captain announced.
Oh, was to announce? Yes. Was it? Okay, yeah.
First British
by himself.
First British Bulldog. Hey, British Bulldog. First.
Very good. Very good.
English captain of
an Australian
Canterbury
team.
Bulldogs. No, of Canterbury Bulldogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he co-captain or just by himself?
I believe just by himself.
Wow.
But I stand to be corrected if someone wants to tweet us at Late Mailman. Yes, I was just talking to someone today and they said it had been announced in the last day or so.
Right, okay. Oh, well, I'd say James Graham as well, only because I like the fact that I don't think he's going to go to a union at any time.
No, I can't see him doing that.
No.
Overs or unders time. Now, this is where we throw out an obscure little market. We have to choose over and under based on the little parameters we've put on there. Mm. So, our first one for tonight.
Overs or unders, 10 sides in the next ICC World Cup. Well, now, what the story is that they're going to cut... The four minnow sides,
yes,
basically.
From sides, that's right.
Who's the minnow sides? England?
Yeah.
West Indies. Pakistan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to cut, obviously, the teams like Scotland. Obviously, the non-test playing nations.
Yeah, your Scotland's, so, your Bangladesh are playing tests now,
yes,
are they not?
Yeah, they badly, are. But yeah, playing, yes.
So your Scotland's, your United Arab Emirates?
Yes, Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Which has been a great story, by the way. Anyway. And Ireland.
And Ireland.
Right. So, over or under? Should they... Basically, what we're saying is, should they have minnows? And how many should we have?
I'm going to say under 10.
So, you're going to say they should have the... Just the test playing nations.
You know what I'd really like? And I think this was the format for the 92 World Cup. Two pools of... Four?
Yep. Four.
Two teams qualify from each pool.
Right.
They go straight to semifinals and final. That way, it's not a drawn-out competition.
Okay, so in 92, there wouldn't have been Bangladesh and probably Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe were playing.
Okay, so who missed out then?
Well, no Bangladesh.
No.
No. So basically, back then there was your Pakistan, Sri Lanka, India, South Africa. They were just back. England, Australia, New Zealand,
West Indies,
and maybe that's about it.
Okay.
And I believe that was the format. But anyway, I just think that it'd be good. You'd play three games, so maybe one a week.
Yeah.
So that means the tournament goes for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then maybe semi-finals and a final happen over a space of about a week. So that's a month tournament.
Yeah.
Again, but it's not a flooded tournament.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. First of all, the Minnow games have sold lots and lots of tickets because people just still want to go and see a World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that way, they're a success. Second of all, some of the teams that are established are looking shaky, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I think there's got to be some prize at the end to get people, get nations interested.
Okay, so what about this? So maybe we use the format that I suggested with a little bit of flexibility to maybe these minnows play off amongst themselves and two get to go to the World Cup.
5 and 5 or something.
Yeah.
I still think 12's a good 12 or 14 is a good number.
Well, there's a door over there, mate.
Clive, can you open the door?
That's good. Next one, over or under, and we were talking about Brendan McCullum earlier. The sixes, the number of sixes he will hit against Australia in the match, over or under 4 sixes. Bear in mind, he's been on fire of late.
Yeah.
I saw a very funny meme of him. I'm not going to say what the word said because it's a little bit disrespectful, but if you want to search Brendan McCullum police
right
on Twitter,
okay,
you should come up with the photo that I've found. And it's just the gleeful look on his face. It's very cheeky. It's a little bit wrong. Don't judge me for it. The number of sixes he hit against Australia, over or under 4, I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over and I'm scared.
Yeah?
Yeah. No McCullum. Just like back in the day, no former legend, no reserves.
Yes.
Right? No McCullum, no New Zealand, but I think he might get some runs in Eden Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say he'll probably hit 6 sixes.
Wow. Okay, next one. Over or under 2 times, the amount of times Warnie will open his trap when no one has asked him for an opinion during this World Cup.
You know I don't like backing favourites, but at $1.10 I'm taking overs.
Yeah. So we've still got another, 2 weeks or so?
Yeah,
easy. Actually, I think we've got more. I think we've got about 3 weeks still to go.
Right.
So you reckon maybe one a week for the next 3 weeks or so?
Easy.
I'm going to say under because I'm hoping that this whole Darren Lehman thing has just...
shut him up.
Yeah, just made him think it twice. Who am I kidding? I can't even get that out. I can't even say that sentence and make it sound legit. He doesn't think before he tweets. Talks. Sorry.
Tweets.
Texts.
You might what? Write it there anyway.
There. Next one. If found guilty, how many more chances should Greg Bird be given? Over or under 1? So, ipso facto, should he get canned from the game or should he be allowed to stay? Is that sort of what we're saying?
What we're saying, and I'm saying no more. No more.
He's done?
Yeah.
Well, if he gets this alleged four-year ban or... To be honest, even like a 3-year ban, I can't see him coming back from that.
No.
And it's not like he can pop over to France again.
No.
Because it's a worldwide blanket ban on all sports.
Well, not only that, I believe with his previous criminal charges, he can't go to France anyway.
Yeah, well, that too.
None. No more. Not a great fan of the bloke off the field. On the field, I think he's a remarkable talent.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he should just be given chance after chance after chance. So no more.
Which, unfortunately, is the way that the game... runs very, very often. I'm going to go with you on that one. He's done for mine. Okay, over or under. The amount of NRL incidents before the season opener.
Oh, man.
Over or under 2, bearing in mind it's now Tuesday. We've got, it's Thursday next week. So we've got, 8 or 9 days till the season opener.
I remember we did this.
Yeah.
Maybe our second podcast in and we were going, oh, no.
Yeah, like two, maybe.
How's that worked out?
Two big ones have just blown us right out.
You always budget a pre-season one with the opening.
To do with the launch.
Yeah,
launch. You've got to work out when that launch date is.
I know something's doing there.
Just on a side note, did you see how Robbie Williams Let Me Entertain You is the
Yes.
Is the theme for this year.
Yes.
You see people saying, oh, he's a reformed coke addict.
You know what? I can't cop that. I could do a whole rant on that. That is fucking ridiculous. That is ridiculous that people are carrying on about that.
Slash has been nibbling through a heroin habit for the last 25 years.
It's because cocaine's now the flavour of the week. Oh, for God's sake. In Sydney, maybe longer, but nonetheless.
I'm going to go... it's 9 days, unders.
I'm going to say under too. I'm going to say under. And you know what? I'm saying under with my fingers crossed.
One more.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count this cocaine thing continuing, because that's just one big fat saga.
Yeah.
So that's not...
Yeah, I'm going to say under. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, boys.
Got to. All right. Weekly full credit to the boys awards time. This is our opportunity to thank you for your creativity out there on Twitter. And basically... you giving us the reason to click favorite, which is essentially like a like on Facebook,
yes.
I believe. It's a weak retweet. We enjoy your tweets. We love seeing a little bit of wit on Twitter, some twit wit. And so there we go. So we put it into two segments. We've got an amateur tweet of the week and a celebrity tweet of the week. Take it away, legend.
My amateur, for the second time, I believe, is a guy at the... _pinhead, P-I-N-H-E-D.
Yeah.
Very clever, this one. I quite liked it, and I retweeted it, and it got a few more retweets after that. But it was breaking. Titans officials busy adjusting last year's crowd numbers after revelations over half were actually undercover police. Mate, congratulations. I love that. That was very, very, that's good. Very that's good.
Topical and satirical.
Yes.
Very nice. And your celebrity for the week?
Footballing broadcast podcast gods fire up on FBI.
Yeah, good talents.
Rarely tweet rubbish. They always tweet gold. And theirs was, the integrity unit will need to stay awake all weekend to get through all this Gold Coast stuff. I know at least three people who can help. So, both of those, congratulations. Fire up on FBI. Follow them on Twitter. Follow the Pinhead, actually. He's pretty good.
Yeah, the underscore well. Pinhead with no A, P-I-N-H-E-D. Good stuff. My amateur one this week goes to a fellow called Jack Quigley. His Twitter handle is @Jack_Quigley. And he tweeted thus, Raw versus Victory game postponed due to rain. Carmichael Hunt's career postponed due to snow.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. And that was one of those ones. Yeah, he's
the first one to get one of those. Then
Jack. Yeah, he was one of the first ones. And then there were a few guys who just like tweaked it a little bit. And like, oh yeah, I came up with this myself. Well done, you idiot. But yeah, Jack Quigley, well done. For someone, he only has about 1,000 followers, but he got a hell of a lot of retweets.
Right.
Which is, you know, makes you feel good. Releases endorphins.
Right.
My celebrity one for the week. And these guys... I quite enjoy Sportsbet. Whoever does their social media gets a little bit cheeky from time to time.
Yeah.
And this was during the New Zealand-England game the other day where Owen Morgan, English captain, just did himself no favours by, I think, getting his sixth duck in a row or something like that.
What about him?
Anyway.
Someone said to us earlier too, they tweeted us and said, will he get a demotion to Ireland?
We're mentioning that in a moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's all right. So my celebrity tweet of the week, @sportsbet.com.au. Morgan now at the crease for England, and it had a photo with it. It was this beautiful looking lake, and it said, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it's probably Owen Morgan.
Very good.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Golf clap for that one.
Our Twitter challenge. We have nominated for each other a celebrity that we need to... We need to try to get them to follow us, reply to us, preferably both. At this point in time, we'll take one or the other.
Oh.
We'd take a favourite or something. I've assigned to former legend Sally Fitzgibbons. Her Twitter handle is @Sally_Fitz. How's it going?
Well, I tried to get my campaign back on track, and so I quickly Wikipedia'd surfing terms.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you read this, but I wrote, hi, @SallyFitz. Needing some help. Whenever I'm on a backhander attempting a roundhouse cutback, I seem to overbalance and get axed. Tips. Now, one retweet, lots of favourites, lots of comments, and Sally still playing hard to get.
Yeah, not in a good way.
I've got a feeling she might have muted me. I've got a bad feeling.
Oh, I forgot about the mute.
Yeah. Damn, so we might be really pushing shit up here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My warning one this week. So this was sort of a little bit of a loose topical reference to the whole Warnie Lehman Clark thing. And I said, Warnie, my barista is being undermined by the bird who makes my sandwich. Results are suffering. I was given soy milk yesterday at Shane Warne.
And nothing?
Zero. Well, no, I must admit, I got a few favourites. Yeah. But not much help from the pants man.
Do you get a feeling that some of our listeners are now buying popcorn and watching this?
Yeah.
Because we're burning bad.
It sort of happens around a Monday, Tuesday. I think, oh, I've got to give my shot in for the week. And I sit there and I craft it. Pretty disappointed with this week's effort, to be honest.
Right.
I sat there thinking, I don't know if this is my best work, but I have to get in touch.
Do you know what? I thought I'm a rough chance here. But then quickly I realised she got
it. Joshua's the kind of guy, she used the word bodacious. Maybe the word bodacious, sick. It's just been ripping out there today.
I'm going to ask her something next week and see whether I can get a start.
Hi, Sally. I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah.
So, time for the boys' sack, which is basically what's come in, what's come out from our accounts this week from you guys. Some fantastic feedback from you guys, which we're really enjoying at the moment. For example, at fantasy_NRL CEO, which I don't think is David Smith. I don't think fantasy_NRL CEO doesn't right. sound like
no.
that's actually his thing. He basically just got in touch and gave us some positive feedback on the podcast.
Yeah,
so bloody good on him.
Yeah, true. I seen that. It was unsolicited, but much greatly welcomed. Greatly welcomed.
At Benny B Good 83 is the fellow you were talking about before, who got in shortly after we published our last podcast last week and gave us the over under on Owen Morgan, whether he was going to get dropped to the Island cricket team.
And I asked whether that wouldn't be a promotion.
Yes,
to Ireland.
Absolutely. And then it's not a shout out so much as just a broadcast,
right,
of a fellow called at Troy Downing 14.
Right,
I'm not going to go too far into this.
Right,
he trolled the shit out of me this.
Did week. He? Did he get a bite?
Not so much. I was pretty proud of the way I handled it. Right. I just screenshotted it and let all my followers see it.
Troy,
Troy, you're a tool.
Troy, great work. Keep it up.
You know what, Troy? Come at me. He's telling me he's having a go at what I tweet. And I say, all right, champ, unfollow me. He's still following me.
Some guys just see that as discussion, mate. Yeah, you got to don't take it personal.
Oh, I don't take it personally. I laugh it off. He's a pelican. And, of course, to one of our favourite sports broadcasters, and we're not talking about Jimmy Smith, Yvonne Sampson.
Yeah.
At Yvonne Sampson. And this was another unsolicited one. Well, it wasn't. I mentioned that she was in this week's podcast.
Yes.
She had a listen, evidently.
Yes.
And tweeted us to at @FCTTB_podcast. This podcast is why the internet exists.
Now.
And she wrote #interweb, #informationhighway. She's a good bird.
Yvonne, I know you're listening now. I could be swayed to come on to Team Yvonne from Team Aaron.
Come on, mate.
#TeamAaron.
Get off.
Get in touch with us. Let's do an interview.
Absolutely. Footy season's beckoning, Yvonne. We like you on the Friday night footy, the second game. That's the only reason we watch it.
Yeah, and I don't mind the guest spot she does on... I don't think she's used enough on the footy show, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she's got a pretty good wealth of knowledge. It's a little bit underutilised.
She's very good. Just don't let the producers tell you to fry an egg again. All right, Vonnie? Yeah. You're better than that. And you are better than that.
And Warnie, stay away.
We were talking about Jimmy Smith's... batting overs 11 before. You want to tell us more about that?
So there was a team done by our web people of sporting stars batting overs with their with their partners.
Yes,
Jimmy Smith is captain.
Of course he is.
He is batting out
captain
of his
coach
out of his skin. Probably coach.
Because I mean the whole you don't need a coach to do they'll just be undermining you in front of your wife.
This is true. And there are some notable inclusions. However, I wasn't impressed by me getting a mention on that team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, not impressed. Not impressed. And revealing
is that your work?
Revealing my long-term lover.
He's shaking his head.
Revealing my long-term lover with a photo.
Yeah.
Was not to... That was taboo, man.
Yeah, whose hand was that?
I don't know.
Okay, so if you want to see this thing, it's up on our Twitter account at FCTTB_podcast, and more importantly, our Facebook page where you can see it in, you know, higher resolution. You can search it on Facebook, Full Credit to the Boys, and you'll see it all there. It's a lovely bit of Windows paintwork. That's brilliant. While we're on all that stuff at the moment, if you do hop onto iTunes and give us some reviews, we'd absolutely love it. We've had a few reviews this week, a few five-star ratings, which is fantastic. Good times.
Thank you, thank you.
A couple of reviews we haven't been able to see yet. Is that iTunes? Maybe someone said how effing brilliant it is, and maybe it's sort of gone through a swear filter or something like that.
What a pair of cocksuckers we are.
Or yeah, like at the other end of the scale, quite possible as well.
We did get one that we can see, and it's from a person who goes by the name of, and I'm pretty sure this might be my mum, former 4PM.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Who wrote, click subscribe and thank me. The best sport comedy podcast by a mile. If you don't subscribe, you have issues.
Love it.
Never has a truer word been spoken on the internet.
Too good. So do give us a review. Hop on, search Full Credit to the Boys. Click on the reviews section. Click the most stars you can see.
Yeah.
And then maybe say something nice.
Look for six,
as well.
But if you can't see six, hit five.
Because basically, we make no money off this. The higher we're rated, the more people hear about us, and the more people get to enjoy the drivel that we sprout.
You encourage us.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We enjoy it. So hop onto our Facebook page. We've got our Twitter handle as well, at FCTTB_podcast. Oh, and before we go, we want people to tell us when Full Credit to the Boys is mentioned in post-match interviews and press conferences.
Yes.
And any time basically a player is put a microphone in front of their face and is told to talk, because they love to sprout the cliches.
Yes. I understand that Greg Inglis, who is obviously a massive listener to this podcast,
absolutely,
has somehow worked us into an interview. Yes. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you, GI. Probably a future immortal. Well, from one future immortal to another. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Guys, we'll give you a listen to this.
You know, at the end of the day, we just had to put in 80 minutes performance, and full credit to our boys, you know, they showed up and ready to play.
Did you hear how many cliches were in that one grab? That was like 5 seconds worth, and it didn't stop there either.
That
he went again, and he went even harder.
Had another crack. That media training paying off. Deluxe.
Full credit to our boys. Full credit to our boys. Full credit to our boys. You know, they showed up and ready to play.
Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week with a full NRL preview of 2015 Telstra NRL Premiership.
Unless another cocaine scandal blows up.
Yeah, at which point we'll push the NRL preview back again. Have a good week. Thanks for listening.